It's Talking Football with the Silver Fox, Eric Barnes.
Okay, so let me just welcome you to the podcast. I'll remind anybody that has been listening but maybe hasn't been with us for a while. Very sadly, we lost Eric, and Eric, I don't want the memory to go, and I don't want to replace Eric straight away. So what I'll be doing is I'll be getting people who basically we've either known through Eric or has been involved in Eric's fantasy football over the years, all that sort of thing. So basically, that's what we're going to do. And today, my guest will be Mark Carter. So I'll be talking to Mark in a few minutes. Before we do that, I'll look at some of the headlines as we see in the press from the BBC at the moment. So just looking at some of the headlines, we're looking at who is Manchester United's butcher of Amsterdam. So we'll maybe have a quick look in that one in a minute. Ibrahimovic has signed a one-year deal at AC Milan, and basically 40 he is now, but probably still plays a good game. Tonight's games in the Women's Euros, Iceland take on France, and Italy take on Belgium. Shakhtar Donetsk have demanded $43 million in damages from FIFA, so I might have a peep at that in a minute. Police apologise after Bakayoko has been searched in AC Milan. And will Barca move tarnish Lewandowski's Bayern legacy? All these headlines at the moment on the BBC website. I had a look at the leading stories. Not really that much to talk about. Patrick Vieira talks about many of his players being absent, and it's not ideal. Absolutely right. I think you'll find Crystal Palace will have a good season. And let's see what else we've got. A heading ban for under-12s to be trialled by the FA. We'll look at that maybe later. Gareth Bale has been making his debut as a sub over there in America, LAFC. And Chelsea's Broja is returning to UK for West Ham talks. Okay, Euro 2022, and England, of course, looking very good at the moment. France will not want to play us, says the Netherlands boss. And Belgium game is not the most important, says Italy's boss. Good luck to the ladies. They're playing really well at the moment. So without any further ado, I'm getting on the bat phone and I'll have a chat with Mark Carter. It's very hot and sultry up here. How are you down there today?
It's very warm here, Vince. It's unable to work after 3 o'clock. Is that hot?
Yeah. And I mean, let's face it, nobody wants to be working, really, if you don't have to be. I don't know how some of these guys actually do it, because, you know, we always used to have sort of silly things that were joked about in the UK, and you always had Mexicans and Spanish under sombreros, yeah, not doing any work. Well, it's no blooming wonder when you feel the heat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I can always see why they had, you know, cut down in July and have August off. It's always, I've said it every year I'm going to do it, and every year I've never done it. I've been here over 20 years, so.
Well, I'm it's still, about time.
Still trying to work. Mad dogs and Englishmen, isn't it? Is that, yeah, what they say?
Yeah, absolutely right. Anyway, look,
we're still at it.
Just to start off the podcast, I want to pay tribute to Eric, because, you know, we will be doing some sort of event and hopefully marking and rejoicing in the things that he did for lots of people here. But you've known Eric for donkey's years. Tell us where you met and what happened.
I met him in, I got here on the 1st September 1989 in the morning. Anyway, I was in with my family, bought a house in Llanfair, my in-laws. And they actually bought me over so they could actually get to meet people, because they said, I was 21, I think, at the time. They said, here, chat to anyone, so we just get him in there. So I walked down the road. I remember walking down the road, and there was a bloke in the garden. I went, hello, all right, where do everyone go around here? And I mean, not even knowing if he'd be English or whatever, just presuming it. Anyway, he was. He said, I think a lot of people go to Rafters. So I went back, reported him, right, Rafters, we got to go. And it was a bar, it's quite a famous bar it's the McDonald's crossroads there. Anyway, we went in there, and the first person, I went in there on the 2nd of September, and the first person I met was Eric Malpaz. And the first thing he said to me, what football team do you support, and do you play darts in pool? Well, after chatting, told him I was a Rovers fan, so I think he enjoyed that, because he liked the sort of people who supported their team. You know, he was a Man City fan, and Man City wasn't, you know, the team they are today. And so we got chatting, and I was a regular at the football as well, so that even made it, you know, chatting about everything. And that was it. Next thing, I didn't even play darts, but I was playing darts. You know, I could hit a pool ball, so that sort of fitted in, and that was it. And that was how I met Eric, and stayed good friends for 33 years.
Fantastic. Look, I've got to explain to our listeners that, you know, when you learn English, you have to remember that we have different parts of the country, very, very different the way we speak. Yeah. So, you know, I'm up from the north near Liverpool, and Mark is from Bristol. And Bristol is a very big influence in Britain. It's a major port. It's so good that it's actually got two football teams. They may not be Premier League teams, but, you know, if you follow your football, you might like to know that there's a Bristol City and Bristol Rovers. Now, if anybody was to ask you, what's the difference between Bristol City and Bristol Rovers, is there a sensible answer apart from the football fanatic answer?
Well, yeah. Well, what it was before, it was depending on what side of the river you were born.
Ah, okay.
If you were the north, you were Rovers. If you were south, there was no religious divide or anything. It was literally the north was Rovers and the south was City. Well, I was actually born in the south and brought up in the south, but my dad came from the north. So he brought the six boys up for Rovers, but three of them jumped ship. Bristol City got into the first division before the Premiership in, I don't know when it would have been, in the 80s. And three of my brothers jumped ship and joined the dark side. So, but three of us stuck with it. Three of us stuck with the Rovers, and we're still big. I mean, I go back a lot still for football games. My dad's 82 now, and we go to football.
Well, we will be talking about this in a minute, because this is something that really does resonate with me. My original football roots were Tranmere Rovers. And I'm happy to tell anybody that wants to listen that, you know, I had a trial with Tranmere. And as a kid, I used to go and support them. And it's quite funny, because even when we hear all this race stuff and all the nonsense that's going on, I mean, I think Tranmere had the first black player in the league. I'm pretty sure if he wasn't the first, he was one of the earliest. Yeah. And his name was Lonnie Onyeali, and he was a winger. And to me, you know, it was just another exciting guy that I used to go and watch. And then the goalkeeper was what they now call mixed race. I mean, we didn't really have fancy terminology. He was just our goalkeeper, George Payne. Yeah. And many, many years after I'd gone as a kid to watch him play and did all the bit when, you know, they were going to take the goal kick and we'd all go, you know, and try and put him off or encourage him, or I mean, basically, I was selling cough sweets, and I just happened to go into a little kiosk up in Birkenhead, and he actually was the owner of the kiosk. Well, you could have, you know, hit me with a feather and knocked me down, because, you know, there was somebody who had really... It's funny, because we only think of football idols as being First Division or Premier League players. This was when we would think we were third division north. And basically, I mean, I was just so delighted to meet the man. You know, all this nonsense about what colour you are and everything just didn't exist. So that was my baptism of fire. So Bristol City, I think I'm probably right, would be in the third division south, wouldn't they?
What, now? Yeah, no, they would have been then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You know, just as I was happy not to, I certainly wasn't supporting Liverpool because at the age of 10, you know, to get a bus and a boat and across the river and all that was just something that you didn't do. So, you know, my sixpence went to go and watch Tranmere Rovers. It was only later that my dad's team was Everton. And my dad was horrified because their manager was called Johnny Carey. And he was sacked